All right, so it's Gail?
Yeah.
Cool. Gail, thanks for making the time. I know that it's chilly out here. But how are you doing?
I'm doing okay, but I'm blessed because the man above, that every day I wake up, I mean, got me still standing, still surviving.
Yeah.
Not giving up, you know.
Yeah.
Right now I stay at the YMCA.
Staying at the YMCA?
Yeah, I was living in Florida for like 2 years, and things didn't work out, and now I'm came Bridges, but I'm from North New Jersey.
Okay.
But I know about Bridges when they used to be around the corner over there by Rector, back of Rector.
Sure.
But now I'm back at Bridges.
Now you're back at Bridges.
Yeah, they're going to help me pay my first month rent security. But the thing is, it's so hard to find a landlord. Only thing I need, like, I have income, but I just need that jump start.
Yeah.
It's so hard with landlords. Only thing you're doing is getting the first month rent and security.
Yep.
And that's it, you know? And I'm on my own, and I can pay the rent.
Yeah.
Start working at a temp agency tomorrow, so Bridges helped me with
that's awesome
bus cards
till
right now. But the lady at the Y said, since you have not been in jail, why do you, your hands is worth $17 more than, you know, working at a temp?
Yeah. What? So and tell me a little bit more about, like, the landlord. You're not just not like they're not offering you a place.
No, they're not. And it's the pandemic, because at the end of the day, a lot of people is about to be homeless. They are homeless.
Yeah.
They are homeless. People are going into their savings account. And it's like, to the point, like, who do you have? Like, especially if you got kids, you know, and buying more groceries than average. I mean, it's a lot. Like,
it's,
you know,
a lot.
And since I've been back, I wish I could go back to Florida, but, you know, I just got to set where I'm at.
No, I hear you. Why don't you think landlords are making housing available? Like, what?
Oh, because you know why? Because it got to do with welfare, like the welfare with the TRA. All right, they pay your rent for a year. Landlords was accepting TRA, but then welfare will make payments for, like, all right, probably do it for like 4 months. And then we got to go back and then argue with the landlord, and the landlord come to us letting us know that we go back to welfare, and then sometimes welfare don't want to pay. Like, it's very hard. Like, most people now are taking just Section 8 because that's guaranteed money.
Because that's guaranteed.
That's guaranteed. Like, you know, welfare, they got to make sure they send the payments out each month.
I hear you.
No,
I hear you. And you mentioned that you're seeing, like, a lot more, like, folks that are homeless because of the pandemic, you said?
Yeah, it's a lot.
What happened?
I got friends that been homeless. It's my age. I'm 34.
Yeah.
They've been homeless since he was like 23.
Yeah.
And finally, his pride, now he's at a shelter.
He is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But it's just hard, you know, especially when you don't have guidance, like your family support. And, you know, right now I have my older sister since I've been back until I get on my feet. She's married, but I'm 34 years old. It's time for me to get up and, you know, but I can't look for an apartment and go to work.
Uh-huh. You can't look for an apartment and go to work. Yep.
Like, it's not going to happen, especially the hours.
Yep.
So it's just like, I don't know.
You have to make that choice. That's like, yeah, an impossible choice to make.
Yeah,
to,
but I need the money. I need the money and I need the apartment.
Uh-huh. Gosh.
But I went down to housing, 500 Broad Street just now.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let me in.
Why not?
I guess because the hours, you have to call over the phone and make an appointment. But I called 500 Broad Street in August 2020. They said that they were not accepting no more low income houses in Section 8. But the Y told me to go back personally down there and go see for myself, but they wouldn't let me in. So I just got their number, and I guess I'm going to call them tomorrow or Monday and see. You know, I might have to run my mouth.
Sounds tiring.
Yeah, I'm just happy that I don't have my kids with me, because I'm already like stressed with the pandemic, the everything. Like, it's just, we gotta walk around with masks, and then, like, it's sad.
Yeah. You say you're happy that you don't have your
kids
with you. Where are they?
They're in Somerset, New Jersey.
They're in Somerset, New Jersey.
Yeah, 14 and 12.
14 and 12. And how are they holding up?
They're doing good. I took them out of Newark.
Yeah.
I brought them to a different area.
Uh-huh.
When I had my stuff together, my shit together, like you.
No. You
know? But I fell. You know, you fall, but you gotta keep picking yourself up and keep pushing.
I agree. Can I ask what do you mean you fell?
Fall means like when you hit the rock bottom. You know what I'm saying? Like where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
You can't just accept it. You should want more. You get what I'm saying? But you gotta keep pushing it, picking yourself up. Don't let no for an answer. Keep going.
Keep going. Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you.
Some people just set in their ways and think that this is it. No, it's more out there. You just gotta fight. Mm-hmm. If you want to take it. You know?
Yeah. Can I ask? I mean, do you mind if I ask for you sort of like what kind of rock bottom? You know, like what?
What is rock bottom?
Yeah. Like what's it been
rock
for?
Rock bottom is like right now at the YMCA. That's rock bottom. When you outside sleeping, outside with a blanket. That's
rock bottom, yeah.
That is totally rock bottom.
Yep.
You go over there, you ride around there by the YMCA, by where the church at. Late night, they sleep out here. Over there by 500 Broad Street, they got blankets.
Yeah, yeah.
They sleep out. That's rock bottom.
It's freezing.
And then some people are stuck on drugs. They are shelters, but we've been drugging that long. That's the only thing you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, they know the agency. You know, they know programs, but this is what they accept. This is what they like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And no, I really hear it. And for you, kind of like, what are you hoping for? Like, what are you sort of working towards, kind of climbing out of that?
Oh, climbing sort of out of my situation?
Yeah.
A job.
A job.
You got to.
Yeah.
They're going to give me already a jump start. I just got to, you know.
I hear you. And your kids, they have a good setup in Somerset?
Yeah. They're not in my custody anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But they're with good people.
Yeah, they're with good people.
I'm glad that they're not in Newark. I don't got to worry about my son is at the corner playing basketball and somebody hit him and got shot, you know. It's very serious in Newark, like in these streets. Like, it's not even safe for kids to play out here in the playground.
Yeah.
Because you never know when a bullet's coming. It's real, you know. Kids out here being adults and the parents are being the kids. Trying to feed their sisters and brothers. It's real.
I really hear you. And who, I mean, in addition to like Bridges and the family out in Somerset, like who are some folks that you've been able to lean on kind of amidst all of this?
All my life, I've been always independent.
Independent, uh-huh.
Like, I got a problem with pride. Like, asking people something. I don't like the word no. But I got a big, big heart. I would get somebody to shirt off my back.
Yeah.
But people don't treat me how I treat them, you know. Like, I had a lot of friends I took care of and had them in my apartment, you know. And crossed me over, you know. It's crazy.
I hear you.
Always been independent.
Mm-hmm. Can you? And it's incredible sort of to hear that, like, even like in this space that you're thinking about, like how you help others,
I'm leaning on other people.
Now you're leaning on others.
I don't like that.
You don't, yeah. No, I hear that. I mean, but it sounds like you've given so much to others. Can you think of an example of sort of like an actor, like acts of kindness that you've been able to do with other folks? Especially kind of, you know, these last 6-7 months. Whether it's somebody here or out in the street.
I just came back from your kids. I've only been here for like 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, and where did you come back from? From
Palm
Florida,
Beach.
Uh-huh.
I had an apartment out there and I left my boyfriend. I just couldn't deal with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I felt like I didn't have no family. I kept coming back to Jersey,
sure.
Coming back. But it's just like, I just felt lonely. Like,
you felt lonely.
You know? But I can't answer that question because it's always been me taking care of
you. It's always been you taking care, yeah. No, I hear it. I totally hear it. How do you...
My mother, she hit rock bottom. Like, she still do dope, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm happy that she's off the street.
She's off the street.
Up there in East Orange for like over 30-something years, you know? She got frostbites. I mean, her brother's got money, but she, like I said, people are just accepted. Like, this is how they're accepted, and they don't want no help. They just want your money. But now my mother is staying in Trenton. She's off the street. It's cold, man. But she do come back and forth to go get her drugs. You know? But she didn't take care of us, you know? diaper child, state child, you know. Took care of myself since the age of 14. How I learned was by my mistakes. And the people in the streets, your family, your friends, don't have to be your bloodline. The people in the streets treat you better than your own blood, you know. It's sad.
Yeah.
But, you know?
Yeah. Can you think of like you said that like people on the streets, sometimes like that
they care about you more than your own family.
No,
like,
yeah.
More concerned. Be what? There. Open the door. Feed you. You know. Take you in like your blood. Like you know, your other family. I mean, what they just want to hear. They're not sitting there saying, "Well, this is what I can do. This is what I can do to help you."
Yep.
No, you
don't I hear that. Yeah. Do you feel like you sort of have kind of like a community here of folks out on the out on the street?
No, right now I got like my sister.
You got your sister.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be meeting up with her.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Is she out here in Newark?
Yeah, she's married.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, that's great that you guys are going to get together, though. That's great.
Yeah, that's the closest bloodline who I'm close to is my sister.
That's beautiful. That's great. No, thank you for sharing that. And like. It's kind of navigating sort of like looking for housing and looking for a job and sort of all that process.
The thing that I'm going to say about this.
Yeah, yeah.
They can help you. These people out here, black people, they can get the help. They had TRA, welfare, Section 8. They couldn't pay $12. Rent was $12. You lost a whole house over $12. Like, y'all keep repeating it. How many times you just gonna keep hitting that rock? You know? You gonna keep knocking at the door, you know what I'm saying? Like, but you can walk every day to the drug spot and go get drugs. You know? It's crazy.
No, I really hear it. No, it is crazy, and it's... Oh, man, it's hard. It's hard.
It's rough out here.
It's rough out here. Is there a way for you to like find, I don't know, like any kind of like what brings you sort of like joy or comfort or rest in all of this?
Right now I am like in a depressed stage.
I hear you.
So I got a lot going on, but I'm still keeping it pushing.
Still
like
keeping
standing.
Pushing, yeah.
You know, I drink a lot now, you know, because my situation, what's going on, like America is in a crisis.
America's in a crisis. Which, yeah, of the many crises that we've got in America, which is the one that hurts the most.
Trump don't care about nothing. I'm just so happy that Biden is going to be that president that's going to fix us back up.
What are you hoping for him to fix?
Be there for the poor.
Be there for the poor. What is
be
it?
Be there for everybody.
What does it look like to be there for the poor or to be there for everybody?
When you be there for the poor, I don't know. It's something about the poor.
Yeah.
You know, I've been to nice areas, Palm Beach. I synced a lot, you know. I didn't grow up in Newark. I was brought up in a marriage home, you know. But as I got older, my uncle couldn't deal with me, so they let me go. But about the poor, help the poor means sometimes they need more attention.
More attention. Like what
you know,
is it?
Guidance.
Guidance.
You know, come on, see somebody in the street, give them money. Come on, come to my house. You know, but you can't trust them because you mess around, bring them to your house, you come back, you won't have nothing in it. You won't have nothing in it. You won't even see that person no more. That person's been in for like 2 years. You bring somebody in your house, you gotta be cautious with that too. You bring them in your house, you go to work, come back, everything, all your stuff is gone. You know, it's like a risk. It's like
it's a risk.
You gotta be cautious of who you bring in your house.
No, that
I've
hear.
Seen it happen.
You've seen it happen.
Yeah.
I hear ya. No, I hear you. All right. Well, I mean, any additional kind of like words of wisdom? Well, let me ask you beforehand. You mentioned sort of like the crisis here in this country, like the president, all that stuff, and how you're hoping that, you know, now maybe there'll be more like attention and guidance for the poor people that are out in the street.
America needs to stand together.
America needs to stand together.
Not like Americans. American people, we act like we're like beefing, like we should be standing strong. Like, you know, you look at certain countries, you know, it's to the point like people don't even like America no more. They want to move out of America because Trump. Like,
yeah, no. Nah.
It's terrible. Like, we got a president goes on national TV and he like a comedian. Like, yeah, he he's just very disrespectful.
Really,
like,
disrespectful.
And he's rich, so he don't care what comes out of his mouth. Like, he's not professional. You know?
No, I hear that. I hear that. And are you like?
But one thing I will say about Trump that I will say that he did bring more jobs. He did bring everything that he did say that he's gonna do. He did bring jobs. That's one thing I can say that he did for a lot of Americans. And with the people that's not from up here, like, put a stop to that, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. I did say that about it.
I hear you. I hear you. Yeah. Nah, anything else kind of, you know, like to share words of wisdom, guidance, cold. Recommendations for the city? Yeah, you're cold. All right, I'll let you go.
It's getting cold.
It's getting cold. All right. Well, I'm really grateful. You know, I hope
you
just kind of feel...
Like, do you ever think about being a therapist?
Me?
Yeah.
Why do you ask?
Because he's a good listener.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so grateful to you just kind of for sharing.
Yeah, counselor for the poor people.
I mean,
I just listen when you're talking to other men, and you know, some people need that talk, you know?
No, I mean, for me, it's just like a privilege just to be able to hear just kind of what things are like out here for you guys. And, you know, we as a state, it's like we can only do our jobs if we learn from you and from the things that you're seeing, and you have expertise.
Which is true.
You
know? Absolutely right.
Expertise, experience, and... You guys, you know, have to be the ones sort of like shaping the decision making, even just kind of the way that you like conceptualize sort of the most important task for a new president, right?
Yeah.
Is, I mean, that's really important for us to hear.
People slept on the street when he voted. That's real.
Yep.
People say they want him out.
Yep.
The poor even stood up and went, you know?
No, I hear you. I hear you. I mean, we need you guys as our teachers, so I'm grateful to you.
Thank you.
All right, so stop this one. Really just wish you all the best and health.
Thank you.
And just kind of that this process works itself out, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Gail, thanks very, very much.